morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this is my spot. Yeah, Morning Madhouse, don't stop. Yeah, Power 98. On top, yeah, Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah.
Y'all know what it is, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and non-repeat. We clacking in Thursday morning. Good morning, Charlotte, America. Man, appreciate y'all waking up with us each and every morning, hanging out with the Morning Madhouse. 75 degrees, clear skies. Today's high is going to be right in the 91. Afternoon pop-up showers. And when I say afternoon, I'm talking about after 12 o'clock. Yeah, they say them rain chances increasing heavy for the next 8 days. Next 8 days, they said the rain chances are going to be high as we watch these pop-up showers in and out of Charlotte, America. So be careful out there. In the Madhouse with me this morning. In the Madhouse with me this morning. In the Madhouse. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling, though?
I'm feeling wonderful. Ready to do it on this thankful Thursday.
Now, I saw you run out the garage the other day. How was that, yes, being outside?
Yes. It's an amazing feeling being outside after being quarantined in my bedroom for 14 days. So, great, 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 great day. Great day.
Great day. I saw you talking about the Walgreens test. Did you happen to check that out?
So I had a bit of, I went to Walgreens, which you can go get testing at Walgreens. However, there's only one Walgreens. You can only get it at the Beatty's Ford location.
Yes, that's it.
And you have to have they do walk-ups. However, after a certain time, they stop doing walk-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best that you get an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I arrived to the Walgreens, they had already stopped their walk-ups.
Okay.
So I was not able to get a test yesterday, but I am going to a different location that I know will have tests today. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we could have just made an appointment because that's what I did. I did the Walgreens.
I did make an appointment.
Yeah.
However, the appointments were not available until Sunday.
Right. Yeah. Cause they usually 1 or 2 days out. Mine was 1 day out when I did mine. So.
It's
yeah,
more than 1 or 2.
Yeah, mine was 2 days. Mine was 2 days out. I mean, 1 day out when I did it. So
no,
yeah,
this was yesterday, which was Wednesday, and like I said, the next available appointment wasn't until Sunday.
Well, that just shows you that people are going to get tested. So that's good news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a lot of people are going to go get tested. A lot of people are going to go get tested, but after being quarantined for 14 days and like really, really doing it, really doing my due diligence, I want my test. I want my test.
Yeah.
I want to know that it's safe for me to be able to be out, and to be able to be around some other people.
Yeah.
So.
And
I'm still semi living in quarantine. I've come out of my bedroom. But now, you know, I'm like, I'm not leaving my house unless it's to get my test.
Yeah. And to the folks that are trying to do the Walgreens, they tell you when you make an appointment, make sure you get the confirmation appointment on your email before you just, you know, you just show up there, because you'll go there and you won't have a confirmation email and they're going to send your ass home.
And what they're going to do is they're going to send you a pending email first.
Right.
That pending email is not your confirmation letter.
Right. They'll send
you have to wait for the confirmation letter. Yeah.
All right. Also, the matter I was with you this morning, y'all. What's up to my big dog, comedian Bad Guy?
I say good morning.
Everybody on East.
Good morning.
North.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
Put the dubs up for the West, man.
Good
Money.
Like it's the gas store, you rock here. What the business here? What up, Bert?
What up, boy?
What's up with you, homie?
I'm cooling, man. What's happening with you,
boy? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, that boy.
What game you over there playing this morning?
I ain't playing no game yet, that boy.
What is that on your phone?
Gardenscape.
What is that?
You gotta put. You just build a house.
That man over there building gardens.
Yeah, as for me and my house, we will.
Right. All right.
You building what's virtual gardens?
You good?
I'm good, man. You know how sometimes your body just crash?
No, no,
you just
got
to take a nap or you got to go to sleep. That's what happened to me yesterday.
No, no, nothing about that. I go to sleep.
I haven't seen you crash.
Yeah, I take naps during the day. Like, I might be sitting here and just, there it is. That's how I get mine in. I get my 8 hours during the day.
Yeah, like you don't plan to fall asleep. Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That means you got to sit your ass down and get off of that game all night.
I fell asleep in the chair.
Yeah.
I was out of there, boy.
Oh, okay. Well, you better this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right, this what's up. Let's get the show started, man. Tell y'all about what happened last night. The school board voted 7-1. They voted 7-1 to do a 2-week in-person orientation for schools, then move to remote learning until further notice. So,
in a 72-hour meeting.
Yeah, it was a 72-hour.
Boy, my goodness, that meeting was so long. I was watching it. Like, let's get to it. But shout out to Dr. Jerome Williams, who we've had on the show since the pandemic has started. He actually spoke at the school board meeting last night. That's so shout out to him.
I mean, it wasn't unanimous, but it was close to being unanimous. 7-1, okay. 2-week orientation in person, but it's going to be orientation in small groups. It won't be like a whole full classroom. It'll be orientation in small groups, then move to remote learning. And we'll be discussing that more this morning inside the Madhouse. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Have you ever encountered someone with a chip on their shoulder who thinks it's them against the world, always looking for a fight? You can find these people everywhere. At work, at school, even in church. We can't stop them from being that way, but we can choose how to respond. The Bible tells us if it is possible to live at peace with everyone. Sometimes that means avoiding an argument even when you know you're right and can prove it. It takes wisdom to know when making a point is useful or if it just feeds more of the conflict. Just because someone is fishing for a fight doesn't mean you have to take the bait. Sometimes the best thing is to take a deep breath and simply walk away. It may be hard today, but you have the choice to pursue the pathway to peace. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 607, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Time for y'all to hit the hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation, here's what we want to know. Do you agree with Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, their school board's decision? They voted last night to have a revised version of Plan B. Here's what it's going to look like. Students are going to be broken up into three different groups. Each of those groups will have anywhere from 2 to 3 days of in-person instruction for the first 2 weeks of school. Then students will move into remote learning during week three for an indefinite period of time. So first 2 weeks of school in person, but it's only going to be for 2 to 3 days for students. Then students will move into remote learning during week three, and they'll stay there for an indefinite period of time. That is the revised version of Plan B that CMS school board voted on last night. Do you agree with that?
I would start it off and I would say, yes, I agree with it. It gives students a chance to go back to school, get some normalcy to their life, and then it breaks them off into the remote learning and until we see where the numbers are. So I would agree with the 7 people on the school board who voted for this and said yes.
I still have a lot of questions about this one. I'm wondering why we're moving students into school and then taking them out during this remote learning period is going to present a real issue for part-time employees, people such as bus drivers, teachers' assistants, cafeteria workers who do not have duties during that time. What goes on with their job and what's up with their job security during that time? If parents do not want to send their students to school at all, will they be penalized for not sending their students there during those, during the group in-person instruction time? So I still have a lot of questions about this plan. I'm not 100% sold on it.
No, I don't agree with it at all. I don't feel like until there is an end to this pandemic, I don't feel like you should put more people in danger. Now, granted, I understand that some children, some families aren't as fortunate as others to where their children, they rely on school for meals. They rely on school to get away from trouble at home. I understand that completely. But there are also those parents who will drop their kid off knowing their kid got COVID. I just thought, I was reading the other day that a parent dropped their child off with COVID at daycare knowing that their child had COVID, but didn't tell the daycare because they had to go to work. So you're putting other people at risk. So until the pandemic is over, no, I'm not sending my babies to school. I don't care what the mandate is. I won't be sending my children to school.
How do we?
I was watching the school board meeting yesterday, and there were so many questions that school board members had for the doctors that they had there. I told you earlier that Dr. Jerome Williams was there, and the response from doctors for many of those questions was simply, we just don't have enough information. We don't know. Like, they were flat out saying, we don't know at this time. We don't have a lot of information. And I want to send a huge shout out to Dr. Jones, who was on the school board, who not only asked questions in regards to our students, but took a lot of time to ask questions regarding our teachers and staff in regards to this decision. Shout out to her for making sure to advocate for teachers and staff during this.
Aye, how do we tap in?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Mallary, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with Nola Mallary in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 6:23, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Now, yesterday I told you all about Portia Williams, Yandy Smith, and Tamika Mallory, and about 100 other peaceful protesters that were arrested in Kentucky during a protest in honor of Breonna Taylor. Well, we are getting more details about their charges. Now, I told you that Portia was charged with three. One of those, the one intimidating a participant in a legal process, yeah, that's a felony. Many are, and all of the protesters that were arrested are being charged with that felony. Not just Portia, but all of them. Many are wondering, how can peaceful protesters be charged with a felony while the officers that killed Breonna Taylor are still free with no charges at all? Now, the Kentucky Attorney General vowed not to let protests, which took place at his home, influence his office's investigation. He says, I understand the passion and understand people want answers, but we have to do it in a way that respects the process. He also went on to say that he had no part in the decision to arrest protesters or what to charge them with. He says, as a black man, I certainly have the responsibility to get this right, and I am hopeful that people will respect the decision that is rendered by this office once we conclude our thorough investigation. We'll continue to keep our eyes on this story. Justice for Breonna Taylor. And it's Jessica, the girl next. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, you know, they didn't give Portia a bond, so she's really stuck in there. Like, you know, they haven't decided to give her a bond yet from what I read last night. And
She's out.
Oh, so she got out because...
Yeah, she was released. Yandy was released. And Tamika Mallory was released. However, like I said, there were about 100 people that were arrested. Many of them are still in jail.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but
yeah,
not
I
Yandy,
saw
Portia, or Tamika.
So that she did, they did give her a bond and she did get out.
Yes. Yes. Okay. She's out. But this new charge of a felony, this is something new. She's like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
This is a felony?
Yeah.
And like I said, there were a total of 3 charges for her. This one was a felony.
Yeah.
And all of the protesters will now have this felony.
And they've been going in on the man in charge of the investigation. I saw they post him and they said he dates a white woman. Not that that matters, but people have been going in on him talking about that as well. So,
well, the story was because he posted pictures of his engagement party. So him and his fiance, who is a white woman, and he's posting these pictures of this engagement celebration, and they're like, look, hold on, like, there are more important things. The fact that these police officers walked into Breonna Taylor's home, who was innocent, and shot and killed her, and they are still, nothing has happened.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you doing? You need to focus.
All right, coming up.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your crazy news story. And, of course, we got your Madhouse classic tote bag.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fake.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Number of Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Crazy news story. Let's hear what it is, baby.
That's crazy.
All right, Bert, what we got in crazy news for these people today, man?
Little boy down in Pompano Beach, Florida. Pompano Beach, Florida. Got stuck in an igloo cooler.
Man, whatever.
Playing hide and seek. I wanted to, like, play hide and seek, but I, like, found, like, a not good hiding spot inside the cooler. Those, that's exactly what the boy said.
No, he did.
I'm dead serious.
Bert, you stop making up stories, yo.
Verbatim.
What did the boy say?
I wanted to, like, play hide and go seek, but I, like, found, like, a not good hiding spot inside the cooler. Quote, end quote. That's a little boy. That's what he said after he got stuck in the cooler, man. They have video, actually, of the boy being stuck in. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but Igloo recalled all of their coolers. When the hell are we going to start recalling kids? Because there might not be nothing wrong with the cooler. If you put something in the cooler, it ain't supposed to get out. It's supposed to stay in there and get cold.
So, according to your story that you're telling this morning, the little boy couldn't get out the cooler.
He couldn't
just push the cooler open.
No.
Man, I'm going to see if somebody believe this story or not. Power 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to answer the question that he asked about 2 months ago.
Are you talking about the crazy news story question?
Yes.
Right, tell her what the crazy news is, Bert.
Crazy news happens out of Florida. A young boy gets stuck in an igloo cooler after playing hide and seek. So Igloo recalled all of their coolers.
No, they didn't. Whatever. You believe this story?
Yes, I do.
Man, how little boy gets stuck in it? You can't even get stuck in an igloo cooler, though. So how you...
Who can't get stuck in there?
Nobody. Because how you get stuck, like, because, like, how, did it lock back or something?
You can't open it from the inside.
You can't open the cooler from the inside.
No, you can't.
So if you got... Oh, I don't know. So
how you know, Larry? You been in the inside of cooler?
Yes, I mess with coolers every day. Jessica feeding the homeless. You can't get stuck in the inside of a cooler.
You been inside the cooler, Larry?
You try to get inside there, Larry.
Yeah, I put the water and juices in the inside.
No. I'm talking about from the inside out.
Oh, God.
Man, I'm asking the lady. Do you believe the story or not?
Yes, I do. I believe it.
That's what it is.
You got it, baby. What you say? Little ass white boy got his little ass stuck in the cooler.
Okay, all right.
Am I lying?
Well, R.I.P. to Larry. See what happened in the cannon.
Hey, I didn't say nothing about it. I just said these are the facts. I got video proof that his little ass white boy got stuck in the cooler.
Jesus.
Did he not? Yes or no? Did you see the video?
Okay, the little white boy did get stuck
okay,
in the cooler.
Okay, thank
but, Larry,
R.I.P. to Burpee,
like
you going with me?
You got to say it like that.
Ma'am, give me your 5 shout-outs.
This child is
I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, Diane, my aunt Angela, my little cousin, Nautica, everybody. I just like to give a shout out to everybody that's up and working and out here doing the right thing. So,
and shout out to you for checking in with us this morning. And you checked in with your favorite radio station. Let everybody know what that is.
All right. WPG Power 98.
You better act like, you know, them little boy that made them recall all they damn coolers because he got stuck in it. I want to try it. I want to try.
You want to try what?
I want to put somebody baby in the cooler and see if they can
really? Really?
I just want to see if they can get out.
You I try, did. I see what today's theme is. Let's get suspended. That's what, that's what Larry is going for today.
You gonna get suspended for that? I want to check the theory out. That's what I'm saying. You know what? I'm not messing with you. You acting like Viacom.
Power 98 WPEG. Y'all know what time it is, baby. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Let's go. Shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
All right, man. Shine is being brought to you by Chill Wine. What's your favorite place to enjoy Chill Wine this summer? Take our online quiz right now at power98fm.com, and you'll be entered to win one of four $75 Chill Wine gift cards. With plenty of summer remaining, use it to make sure you have lots of ice-cold Chill Wine. There it is. Chill Wine, uniquely Southern. All right?
Hour 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let the shine. I'm trying to let the light shine on my nephew, Jamonte Garvin, just because today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Jamonte Garvin.
Yes, sir. Big boy.
Happy birthday, nephew.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
How long about Black Eric for shine?
What? Who?
Well, let's do that, Mr. Lee. Good morning.
Good morning to you, honey bun.
Now, why would you like for your black ass to shine this morning?
Mr. Lee, why would you like for your black ass to shine?
Because I ain't been shining.
You ain't been shining. Why not?
Okay, hit the thing. Thank you, Mr. Lee.
No, you shut up.
No,
we're talking
burpee.
To Mr. Lee.
I want to know why his ass hasn't been shining.
What's been wrong with you, Mr. Lee?
Nothing.
Nothing. You okay?
I have a good day every day.
You have a good day every day?
Yeah.
All right, well, go
just
on
want
and
that ass to shine
about
a little bit today, huh?
Go on and shine, Mr. Lee, okay?
Let's shine a light on Mr. Lee's ass. Shine,
when I tell y'all, I hate the entire Morning Madhouse. Man, I hate the entire.
You talk about Mr. Lee?
Morning Madhouse, Mr. Lee included. Ms. Jessica's on the way with your nose and neighbor news at 7:24.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right. Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next. If you didn't hear about Megan Thee Stallion, I have an update on that story and the whole situation with her being in the car with Tory Lanez. Major update on that story. And a lot of people speaking out about Nick Cannon yesterday and an update on that story as well. Someone is actually offering him a job. Who is it?
Oh, you said who offered Nick Cannon a job? Oh, but you now, Jessica, you already know I'm on top of this story.
Oh, I already know.
You know, I offered him a job. He won't come work for my company.
Barack Obama.
He won't come work for my company though. I offered him a job.
Barry O.
Because I heard he know how to fly them birds from here to Atlanta. So I was.
What?
All right, we'll find out who it is.
No
coming up in your neighbor news next.
I
want
to know what it is. Quick is trying to
fight. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
All of those What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, July 16th. Megan Thee Stallion hopped on social media to set the record straight about the recent events that led to Tory Lanez being arrested and her being taken to a hospital. The rapper says that the altercation was a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with intent to physically harm me. Now, Megan also went on to say, I was never arrested. The police officers drove me to the hospital where I underwent surgery to remove bullets from her foot. She did not step on glass. She was actually shot. She says, I'm incredibly grateful to be alive and that I'm expected to make a full recovery. Now, she didn't say anything about Tory Lanez, but her producer did. In a tweet and delete, they say, at Tory Lanez, count your F days. We'll see what happens with this story. Yesterday, it was announced that Nick Cannon's relationship with Viacom CBS has come to an end after 15 years after the comments that he made on his Cannon's Class podcast that the company deemed racist. At first, Nick refused to apologize, saying that apologies are empty. However, after talking to members of the Jewish community, Nick took to his Facebook page to give a lengthy explanation and apology. If you want to read it, I have it up on my Instagram story for you at Hey Miss Jessica. Now, even though Viacom CBS cut ties with Nick Cannon, Diddy is looking to step up. The media mogul reached out to Nick via social media saying, Nick Cannon, come home to Revolt TV, truly black owned. We got your back and love you and what you have done for the culture. We are for the people first, for us, by us. Let's go. Since the backlash, Nick has unfollowed everyone on Instagram and removed all pictures except for two, the ones calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. Dwayne Wade tweeted his support for Nick Cannon by writing, we are with you, and then inserted the black fist emoji. Keep leading. He later deleted the tweet and wrote two additional tweets. One saying, I was too quick to respond without fully and being fully informed about Nick's hurtful remarks. As you know, I have zero tolerance for any hate speech. He continued in a second tweet by saying, I want to clarify my now deleted tweet. I was not supporting or condoning what Nick Cannon specifically said, but I had expressed my support of him owning the content and the brand which he helped create, which was included in Nick Cannon's apology. Happy birthday to Will Ferrell and Alexandra Shipp. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what it is, babe. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with some on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Shout out to all my mad scientists out there, everybody who find me mad. So something to be mad at. They do the research for me. It was so much to be mad at from yesterday. So much. But I had to park right here. I had to park right here on this one, Burpee, on this one, Jessica. I don't know if y'all seen this video of a young man in a car in Virginia. He got pulled over by some police officers. Don't know why he was stopped, but as the video shows, he's pulled over by police officers. And, you know, the man is telling him, look, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. It's three officers and one officer is going off. And it's just the rhetoric of the officer that is very, very disturbing. Check it out.
Testament right here, buddy.
Sir, I'm
in the of my last.
My hands are up on camera.
All right,
I'm in no threat.
You're gonna get your ass whooped in front of Lord and all creation. I'm gonna give you one more chance.
I'm being threatened.
You can bring that with you. I'll let you know the whole thing.
I'm being threatened.
No,
right now,
I'm giving you a chance.
I am not doing anything.
I'm giving you
so. The officer reached in the window, unlocked the man's door, opened the door, and then as the young man is filming, the officer also told him, as you can hear clearly, that you're going to get your whooped on camera. Mm. And then in the end of the video, before he snatched the young man out the car, he told that he looked in the camera and said, watch the show. Watch the show. Now, I haven't seen any comments come out from the Virginia Police Department that this took place in. However, this is just very disturbing, and it just goes to show that, you know, with everything that's going on in the country, we still have a whole lot of work to do with our police departments in America. It's sad that the most dangerous job in America right now is being a black man. Hashtag
Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. This video is just, it's just sickening. And
two
it's more
officers were there too.
Yeah, it's three officers, one guy. One officer is on the passenger side looking in the car. The officer reaches inside of his car and unlocks his door. The man keeps saying, "I got my hands up. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe." And listening to the rhetoric of the officer, I don't know anybody who would have felt safe in this situation. It's Power 98, man. None of the Larry, the Morning Man House, Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. You know what time it is. It is time to get purpose thoughts. Thank you, Incognito. Park me up, Larry.
They just started me today. Today is Thursday. It's one of my favorite days of the week because I get to get some stuff off my chest. Wait till I say it, Larry. Hit my hot key. Hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Give me the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp. This ignorant man said he banned all cities and counties from mandating that everyone wears a mask when in public. Excuse me, sir. When did it become a bad thing to keep people safe, Brian Kemp? You know what? He's a Republican, and he is scared of Donald J. Trump. So he is trying to make and you know who he's scared of? Keisha Bottoms. Because Keisha Bottoms said, y'all gonna wear these maskers out here, because I've been out here in these streets, not even around people with the COVID, and I end up getting COVID anyway. And because that mayor got so much power in his state, he doesn't like it. Governor Brian Kemp, shut your dumb ass up. Next on the list, Terry Crews. I'm all around sick of him. On behalf of the culture, we officially denounce Terry Crews as being in the culture. This man put on Twitter, you know what he said, Larry? He said, defund Pornhub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Shut your dumb ass up. Hit my hotkey on him right
Shut
now.
Shut your dumb ass up.
We not defunding porn. You know what we need to defund? We need to defund your Twitter account. We need to deflate. We need to deflate your damn muscles. That's what we need to do, because you got all this brawn and no damn brain. I'm sick of you, Terry Crews. We don't want you in the culture no more. Hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
There was a caller that called on here. Larry made a statement earlier that said,
go ahead. Being a black man is the most dangerous job in America right now.
Yeah, and he said it again, person who called up here, just in case you still listening. Yeah. And this caller called up here while we were on commercial break. They didn't want us to go on air with him because they hung up. And said, Larry is being racist and ignorant. Because, and he proceeded to say, well, what about the black people killing white people out here all the time? What? Larry, hit my high key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Excuse me, caller man. The ignorance came from you, because he said, what? Because I said black people cannot be racist. He said, what? Y'all call us crackers all the time. Y'all call us honkins. Probably because y'all started calling us the N-word 700 years ago, white man. I don't know what is going on with y'all's mentality. A black person did not start racism. We didn't hate somebody because of the color of their skin. We didn't hate somebody because they spoke differently from us. We didn't hate somebody because they thought differently from us. We reacted to all of that. And we also reacting now, because you know who's acting out? Wags. Sir, if you would have made that statement around one of these wags, they would have gone upside your head. And a wag is somebody in the whoop-ass generation. Larry, hit my hot
shit. Shut your dumb ass. Up.
And Viacom.
We got to go.
I know. Viacom. Hit my hot key on Viacom.
Dumb
for firing up. Nick Cannon.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
The Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors. It is 8:26. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie, we have to say congratulations to Lieutenant J.G. Madeline Swiegel. She is making history as the first black woman to become a tactical fighter pilot in the history of the U.S. Navy. She will receive her Wings of Gold later this month. She will be, after that happens, she will be qualified to fly planes such as the Super Hornet, the Joint Strike Fighter, and the EA-18G Growler. Congratulations to her. If you want to see a picture of her, she is up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie. tell that.
Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Last night, the school board here in CMS voted 7-1 to start school off with a 2-week orientation in person and then move from that into remote learning. A lot of people have been commenting on this, as this is the Madhouse question of the day. So we wanted y'all to call in and voice your opinion. Are you going to send your kids to school this fall? Are you going to send your kids to school this fall? What are you going to do? What is your plan to do with your kids here in CMS now that the school board has voted 7-1 to have 2 weeks of in-person learning and then moving toward remote learning after that? What do you think about it? 570-WPEG. Tap in, Madhouse Nation. It's Power 98. None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The school board voted 7-1. That's right, 7-1 last night to have 2 weeks of in-person school learning. So they'll go to school for 2 weeks, like a 2-week school orientation. And then from there, they will move to remote learning here in CMS. What do y'all think about it, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG. Hit us up. Let us know why you dialing us, that little baby something to prove. We want to know, you sending your kids to school or no? Or what you think they should be doing as far as schools and our kids going back to school in CMS this fall. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. What the school board voted, 2-week orientation, meaning that they'll go to school for 2 weeks for some in-person learning and then move completely to remote learning. Is that how it's working, Miss Jessica?
So they're going to divide students up into three groups.
Mm-hmm.
Each group will go to school for anywhere from 2 to 3 days within the first 2 weeks of school. So the first group might go for 2 or 3 days, then the second group will go for 2 or 3 days, and then that will last for 2 weeks, and then the third week, all students will move to remote learning for an indefinite time period.
So they haven't really said if and when they would come out of the remote learning.
No, they haven't said that yet.
Once they move to it. All right, so shout out to Bear_4416 commented on this. He said, I agree with it and I disagree with it. Say a kindergarten student has it and rides the bus, they could spread that to all the kindergartners. Like, how can we stop that? Chuck T said, I disagree with this completely. He said, we should do schools like South Carolina's doing schools and open 5 days a week, basically like a business, and let the parents decide how many days they want to send their kids to school or how many days they want to do remote learning. Some people aren't scared of the coronavirus and feel like it's basically another virus like the flu. And some people feel like it's really serious and like the Black Plague. He said, I feel like both sides are entitled to feel how they feel and they should have their choice of how they send their kids to school. Good morning. What you say?
My baby is not going to school. That's just not going to happen. Because the little kids, they don't even really understand why they have to wear a face mask. And then on top of that, that classroom's not even big enough to even have all the kids 6 feet apart. Like, so that's not going to work. They need to come up with something else.
Well, the school board here and every school system in North Carolina will be able to decide how they conduct this plan B that the governor
has put out there and set forth for the opening of school this fall. Power 98, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, big dog? Who is this?
It's Big 704.
What up, Big 704? So we're talking about the school board decision last night. They voted here in CMS 7-1 to send kids to school for a 2-week in-person orientation and then do remote learning after that. Are you sending your kids to school, or what are your thoughts about it?
I don't think the kids should go back to school, honestly, because if it's getting worse every day, why would they put children in harm? It doesn't make any sense. Because if we got to wear a mask in Walmart and stay 6 feet away in Walmart, then how can kids do that and interact with their friends and interact with their teachers? What about the one-on-one tutoring sessions that some kids need that need that extra learning?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't make any sense for them to send us back to school.
A lot of people have been commenting, and they feel like, you know, kids are getting depressed at home, just being at home and not having no child-on-child interaction.
Yeah, I mean, that all makes sense, but I mean, it's just the health risk that it is. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
So, would you send your kids to school this fall?
I mean, no, not really. Honestly, no. I'd go a couple days out of the week, maybe one or two, but every day, no, because they don't have glass protectors like they do in stores for these schools and stuff like that.
570 WPG. I would be. You know, y'all want to hear from the teachers, the bus drivers, people that, like, work the operations of the school, too. Like, what do y'all feel about it? 7-1, they said they're going to do a 2-week orientation in person. What do y'all think, Power 98?
No Limit Larry!
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Today's situation, we're talking about the school board here in CMS voted last night 7-1 to have 2 weeks of in-person learning for orientation and then moving into remote learning as far as the school year is concerned coming up. What are you doing with your child? Are you sending them? Do you agree with this? Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. We back on it after this right rich. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's situation, what we talking about, Burp? What we telling about today, Burp?
Today's situation, we are talking about what the school board voted on. Do you think, do you agree with it? What do you feel about it? Call up here. We want to hear what you got to say.
And are you sending your child to school or no? Power 98, good morning. Today's situation, we're talking about the school board voted 7-1 to do a 2-week in-person orientation for schools and then move into remote learning. What do you feel about it? Are you sending your child to school or no?
I really would love to send my kids to school because it's no different. People still out here partying. They still out here doing everything. They're going to beaches. They're going to the clubs. They're doing everything. But when it comes to these kids, that's when y'all want to act like y'all can't sit down somewhere. I mean, what's the difference? People sending their kids to daycare?
Yeah. Okay. So are you sending your child or no?
I want to because I work at a hospital, so I really don't have a choice.
Okay. Well, thank you, baby. Power 98,
good morning.
What up? You sending your child to school or no?
You know what? I ain't sending to school. She might go 2 days, but that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah, because I don't agree with it. That's just like I had to tell my people. We all sit around here, and I'm going to just be honest with you. We smoke blunt, back to back, around everybody. So I look at it like this. If we going to cut out the school, cut out all the sessions, too.
But y'all ain't,
all the across the board.
But y'all ain't cutting them sessions out, though.
No, I have.
I don't know.
Don't do me like that.
I don't know.
You didn't sound convincing, baby.
You didn't sound convincing, sis.
Man.
No, but seriously, I feel like safe and sorry.
Okay.
You know, you got to think about everybody who they go home to.
Okay, baby, thank you. Don't they go home?
She don't want her
don't
baby
you,
come
don't
home.
Don't you be at home with the blood. Never mind. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, the school board voted 7-1 to do 2 weeks of in-person orientation at schools and then move into remote learning. Are you sending your kid to school or not?
H, no. For one, the board members, they're having virtual meetings. So the common sense said is they're not getting together. Why would I send my kids there?
That is a good point.
Actually, the meeting that they had last night was in person.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still wearing masks to go outside. You have grown adults working remotely at home. So common sense says, hey, if you're not going to send the adults to work together, why would you send kids to play together?
So what would be your solution? Like, what do you foresee your child doing as far as school and education?
I would suppose they would, I would think they would come up with some virtual learning like they were doing at the end of the school year.
So the remote learning, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
The remote learning.
Okay. Thank you, bro. All right. Today's situation, man, we're talking about it, man. The school board here in CMS voted 7-1 to have 2 weeks of, in-person orientation and then move into remote learning. Keisha commented on my, Instagram page. She said, I'm torn about this decision. I am a teacher, and as a teacher, I understand the importance of onboarding the students. It's a time for teachers to build a relationship with kids, get to know them a little bit, and make sure the kids are used to using the materials and resources that they are going to need to have to make sure that remote learning runs smoothly. However, it's not like this virus is going to take a 2-week break. So I think we have to be very, very careful, and we're going to need all the parents and the kids' participation to make it work. But however, I'm torn is what she said, so... And this is a huge decision, and I think for a lot of parents out there, they're going to have to really decide, am I going to let my kids go to school? But caller did say, you know, kids are going to summer camps. They are going to daycares. The doctor that was with the governor said, you know, kids are not more – they are not in a high-risk category when it comes to catching the virus. This is what the doctor said, not me. I was watching the press conference. This is what the doctor said. So – I think it's gonna be a major tough decision for a lot of parents that they're gonna have to make coming up next month, because we act like August is like right down the street. It's like
right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. So we're talking about maybe 3 weeks from now, we're actually gonna be really, really faced with this decision. Are we allowing our kids to go to school? So for all the parents, go ahead, Jess.
The caller that was saying, you know, we have the kids that are in summer camps. Mm-hmm. This is true. However, summer camp numbers are down. Summer camp numbers are down. Summer camps are not, they do not have as many kids mm-hmm. that are going. And that's due to one, social distancing, mm-hmm. but also two, parents just don't feel comfortable sending their kids to schools.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, I was watching the school board meeting yesterday. So much of it as I could take, because it was long. But I was hearing them say the doctors, they had doctors that were speaking, multiple doctors that were speaking. And they were saying, you know, we just don't see this affecting our kids as much as we see it affecting adults, like 18 and younger. We don't see it at the numbers that much. But it made me think that's because we don't have large groups of kids together. We don't have large groups of kids together. A lot of parents are keeping their kids at home, which goes back to that whole thought that you were talking about, Larry, of the mental health of our kids, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. as well as the physical health. We just don't have large amounts of kids that are together like you see in schools. And so I'm wondering if that will affect the numbers. I hate that. The decision to go to remote learning is being made at this point in the game
mm-hmm.
because instead of spending time this whole entire time from March into now, and I understand, you know, this is something that we just don't know. We have to watch this day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of spending the summer working on a really, really good in-depth virtual plan, that could really make students, teachers, parents feel comfortable. Our admin and our staff, our educational staff, has been working hard to develop multiple plans.
Mm-hmm.
Ones for in-person, ones for remote, ones for both, and things of that nature. So they really haven't been able to really, really dig
into one plan
in there and spend mm-hmm. that good amount of time on a virtual plan
gotcha.
That they could have if we just would have known that we were going virtual.
Right. And you know, this is the first time in our generation that we've been completely faced with anything like this. So
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, a lot of people are just even the politicians, the governors and, you know, the school board members, they're just trying to figure it out. I think we're in a situation where we're just really trying to figure it out for if something like this ever happens again. Now we have a go-to. Well, we know that this worked, or we know that this didn't work. So it's just crazy. Like, this is what we're living in right now is a guinea pig society. We all are guinea pigs to this coronavirus because we've never did this before. So, I'm honestly, you know, I have kids And I have kids in South Carolina, in the South Carolina school system, and I have a kid in that school system, and I have a kid here in CMS. So it's kind of, I'm kind of like, listen, I like the virtual learning, but at the same time, I understand kids have to be around kids too. Because if you're around adults all the time, you begin to exhibit adult behavior. You begin,
give a brother or sister here.
You begin to, you know, you begin to do things as adults, but kids need that kid time too for their mental health. So it's tough. It's tough. And I would say to a parent, I basically really feel like you got to make the decision that's best for you and your child and your family. That's it. That's what I would
if
say.
If it come down to me, then I'm not sending them to school.
You ain't at home teaching them anyway. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPEG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, who this?
It's Dewdrop.
Dewdrop. What up, Dewdrop?
Dewdrop.
What up?
Dewdrop. You know what time it is. It's time to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Dewdrop, if you don't, we need your hood, black card. All right, Dewdrop?
All right.
What? Kick it off, Miss Jessica.
All right, Dewdrop. I need you to tell me, what is the name of the actor that voiced both Dark Vader and the Lion King's Mufasa?
Did you say Darth Vader and Mufasa?
Yep.
Oh, that's definitely going to be, oh, wait, so, oh, crud, crud, it's, yeah. I know his name, I can't remember.
No.
Damn, Dewdrop! Come on, Dewdrop!
Bruh. I guess your Dewdrop dried up.
Was it like David something?
Nah, too late. Bert, what you got for him, bro? Bert, what you got for him?
Real simple today. I need you to tell me Tyrese's character name in the movie Baby Boy.
Tyrese's character name? I got no clue. You're going to have to get my card.
Come on, Dewdrop.
Bruh. Come on, Doolittle.
Come on, Dewdrop.
No.
I had high hopes for him.
What's Doolittle Black Smart?
I should ask something about racing.
Hell no.
Tell me the black race car driver.
Hell to the no.
What's that, 41 bourbon?
That's officially 41.
Officially 41 cards we have taken during the pandemic.
Man.
I did have high hopes for Dewdrop.
I did
not.
I said he. That was a guy?
Yeah, that was a dude.
Oh.
You didn't know his name, Dewdrop. What woman would you know named Dewdrop? Never mind. I'm talking about
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better financing. All credit levels. Take. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. That Madhouse question of the day drops on you every morning at 6:05. We play the responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day?
We want to know, how do you feel about CMS's decision to open school with their revised version of the plan B, which they're calling Plan B Plus Remote. That's the name of it. Saying that students will go to school in person. They're going to divide students up into three groups. They'll go into school in person for the first 2 weeks, and then beginning the third week, that's when remote learning will start for all students, and that will be for an indefinite time. And after doing a little bit more research, I have found out that parents have the option of doing remote learning for the entire time. So parents do have the option of not even sending their students in for those during those two weeks of in-person learning.
It's gonna be me.
DJ Shark said, hey, they canceled concerts until next year. What's the difference? The classroom is just like going to the field more. imperfectly.me.cb said, I truly feel sorry for our children. We have some very incompetent adults that clearly don't have their best interests at heart. Why in the entire bleep, 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 bleep would I send my child to school to be infected within those 2 weeks? Bless them. Shaking my damn head.
My girl Latoya said they giving y'all an option and y'all still complaining.
Complaining? Because it ain't the right option.
Well, yeah. I They're giving you an option.
Right. So you can
the two options that they're giving you in person and remote, they're saying pick one.
Right.
Why is that not the right option?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, they're saying that now after we did research. But in the beginning.
Okay.
These people left a lot of paragraphs on my page.
Me too.
Team of Montana says, I still believe it's possible for all of this to be done remotely. Hell, if anything, set up individual time slots for the students to meet their teachers and grab any additional resources needed, but a whole 2 weeks isn't necessary. It only sounds like more chance for exposure to me. Redbone 828, she said, well, actually, your children will only attend school 4 days out of those 2 weeks, then on to remote learning. Me as a teacher, I still feel like we should have started remote learning from the beginning, but I feel a lot better with the decision CMS made versus what Cooper said.
Hi. You know, the Madhouse voicemail is always open 365 days a year, holidays, weekends. You know, it's going to take your message, whatever you leave on it. 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
Oh, good morning, Mad Gas, crazy old house. Hey, Big Bad Purpose. Hey, Luscious Licorice Laris. Y'all leave them chaps at home. Let them learn at home. Let them do that remote learning. And y'all just come together. Put your mask on. Let's stick together. Like me and Mr. Weatherhill, we stick together. Like me and Mr. Lee, you know what I'm saying? We stick together with them honey buns. And I be sticking them.
Oh, this is Mr. What the hell? Man, I don't think the kids should go back to school until they get a cure or a vaccine for this COVID-19. I think the teacher in Arizona has already died from one of the kids giving her the virus. But somebody need to hit the hot key on Donald Trump. Donald Trump was asked since the death of George Floyd, why are black people still getting murdered by the cops? This fool said, white people are too, way more. Way, way, way more. Donald Trump, shut your lying ass, orange ass, ignorant ass, disgusting ass, hair club for men ass, fat, stinking ass up. You orange lying bastard, in the damn game.
Tell them why you mad, son. What? Got it on your mind? Let it off. 704-227-8780. Madhouse Question of the Day drops every morning at 6:05. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, July 16th. Megan Thee Stallion hopped on social media to set the record straight about the recent events that led to Tory Lanez being arrested and her being taken to the hospital. All right. Look, remember the story went that she stepped on some glass and that's why she had to go to the hospital? She said no. She was shot in her foot twice. The rapper says that the altercation was a result of a crime that was committed against her and done with the intention to physically harm her. Now, Megan also says, I was never arrested. The police officers drove me to the hospital where I underwent surgery to remove the bullet. I'm incredibly grateful to be alive and that I'm expected to make a full recovery. Now, what she didn't say is anything about Tory Lanez. All right.
Yeah, we want to know what happened.
But her producer did.
Mm.
The producer hopped on Twitter in a tweet and delete and said, hey, yo, Tory Lanez, count your days. And that's me cleaning it up.
I want to know.
I want to know the details.
I want to know what happened. So Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion riding together in the truck and all of a sudden he shoot us two times in the foot?
Well, no. Here's what the story is saying. Now, originally what we saw was Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion, and Kylie Jenner all in a pool in Hollywood somewhere, at a house in a pool. Now, a lot of people are saying that Kylie Jenner is the third person that was in the car. Remember, there was another woman that was in the car. Mm-hmm. Kylie Jenner ain't the third person that was in the car. Y'all, if Kylie Jenner was in the car, that would be all over the news by now.
Right.
It was not Kylie Jenner. I believe it was Megan Thee Stallion's best friend.
That girl
who she's been posting a lot of pictures
yeah,
of. And her best friend has come out and said, I was present. Mm-hmm. I was there. I know I was not harmed. I was not shot, but I was there. So that leads me to believe that she was the third person in the car, which I always believed it was her.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that there was an altercation that took place. Someone let off shots. They're not saying who that person is. And then police found Tory Lanez in this SUV with this concealed weapon.
Mm. So they're not saying that Tory Lanez actually was the one who shot.
They're not saying that Tory Lanez is the one that shot the gun. They're not even saying that the gun that they found with Tory Lanez is the gun that was shot.
Mm, okay. Yeah. So it's a lot.
They're not saying any of that. It just might have been that Tory Lanez was trying to get away from the person that was shooting, and then they found him and he had this concealed weapon.
But why would the
that might be the story.
But why would the producer say, Tory Lanez, your days are numbered?
Exactly. Now we have this new piece and it's like, oh, hold up. What's that about?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But the producer deleted the tweet. So,
nah, I don't mean nothing.
My nosy ass want to know everything that happened.
Yeah, we all do.
I feel like this is going to go down like the Solange and the Jay-Z in the elevator.
We ain't going to get the full for real, for real.
I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with this one. Well, Nick Cannon, you know, a lot came out about him yesterday. They, after 15 years, Viacom CBS ended their relationship with them. After the comments that he made on his podcast, Cannon's Class. At first, he was saying, I'm not going to apologize. Then he came back and said no. And he has this long, long message. He says, I talked to some members of the Jewish community and I understand that what I was saying is wrong. Like what I was saying is wrong. So he did he did give an apology for that. Diddy said, come on over here to Revolt. We'll take care of you. We are truly black owned and we'll take care of you. Dwayne Wade tweeted in support of him and then sort of backed off of it and said, no, I don't approve of what he said, but I do approve of him getting the ownership to what he created, i.e. Wildin' Out, being Wildin' Out.
Yeah, he needed, everybody know that's Nick Cannon's show. And I know sometimes when you take things places, like you sign contracts and you know they have ownership of it, but everybody know like that's Nick Cannon's show. Even if he let them have that and he could still recreate it and call it something else and still have the same success. So, I mean, if they try to play hardball, which I'm sure they will because it's that type of show. Like, you know, it's just not something you just give away like that. So it's gonna be.
If you're Nick Cannon, do you go to Revolt TV?
Well, they also said Oprah offered him $10 million for OWN. I mean, to come to OWN.
If you're Nick Cannon, do you go to Revolt TV?
I'm going with Oprah. I'm taking that $10 million.
I don't know if my choices are between Oprah and Diddy, and I have to choose. I don't know if I'm going with Oprah. That audience is very, very different from what Wildin' Out is.
Well, so here's my thinking why I'm gonna go with Oprah for that exact reason. Because Oprah, you don't have that kind of audience. So therefore, I'm gonna bring you a brand new audience. Therefore, I got more leverage going in with Oprah because I'm gonna open the gate to bring you a whole new realm of people to come to your network that never ever would have thought about clicking on the OWN network. I mean,
if you think of the OWN network, you don't think of a fun.
Right.
That's why
I'm going in there with the leverage because I'm bringing something new and fun to your network.
I'm going Revolt.
That's the easy way.
They have shows for the young people. The culture would gravitate more towards Revolt than they would OWN. OWN is like going to Lifetime.
Okay.
I mean, but then again, I don't even know if I go to Revolt. I think that Nick Cannon has a true opportunity here to really, really show his leadership and go get his own network.
I said that yesterday. I think he definitely could do that as well. If he doesn't want to go with Diddy or Oprah, he could definitely say, look, I appreciate the opportunity, but I want to do my own thing and start my own network. That would be perfect. I would do that. I would definitely explore that option first. And then if I can't go that avenue, I'm rolling with the black woman and Oprah.
I don't know if I go Diddy. I don't know. Happy birthday to Will Ferrell and Alexandra Shipp. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.